Tonight, Vice President J.D. Vance returning to the U.S., touting a so-called roadmap for further peace talks with the Iranian regime.
This is laying a foundation for what could be a truly transformed Middle East, but we haven't built the house yet.
Saying Iran agreed to allow UN nuclear inspectors back into their country, and diplomatic mechanisms were created to ensure Iran will keep the Strait of Hormuz open.
We have an open strait, and we have a country that will never have a nuclear weapon.
The national average for gas dropping to $3.87 a gallon, and oil now down to $75 a barrel. And in a move that could net billions of dollars for the Iranian regime, for the next 60 days, the Trump administration will allow Iran to sell oil freely on the open market and take payment in dollars for the first time in decades. While President Trump saying if any Iranian funds are unfrozen in the future, Iran would have to buy American agriculture.
They're buying it exclusively from us. Corn, soybeans, should be a lot of money.
But the deal to stop the war and start these talks still sparking significant skepticism from key Trump allies and former officials.
Is the MOU problematic? Yeah. I'd rather try diplomacy than take it off the table.
Do you support this deal?
Well, look, I like the fact that we've extended the ceasefire. I like the fact that the strait is being opened up. There are many of the points that I have serious questions about and concerns about.
Garrett, as we're finally seeing as gas prices come down tonight, we're getting more positive developments in the Strait of Hormuz.
That's right, Tom. According to the tracking agency S&P Global, 15 tankers passed through the strait today. That's the most in a single day since the war began. We're still not anywhere near the pre-war numbers, but it does show that after some tense moments at this weekend's talks, the standoff in the strait, at least, appears to be thawing.